The Food and Drug Administration's first proposed regulation related to smokeless tobacco is getting attention from agriculture and health officials in Kentucky. A comment period on the federal proposal ends next Monday. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the state's roughly 1,500 dark leaf burley growers could be adversely affected by the FDA regulation under consideration. Quarles says health and farm economy issues both deserve attention when it comes to smokeless tobacco.
I think that it's important that we realize that you have to balance public health concerns, but also realize that as consumers continue to choose this product, that Kentucky farmers can benefit from that.
Ellen Hahn is director of Bridging Research Efforts and Advocacy Toward Health Environments, or BREATHE. She says the reg focuses on reducing cancer-causing elements in smokeless tobacco.
It's not proposing to take it off the market. It's just saying, look, let's make sure that these products are a little safer.
Hahn admits the FDA regulation would affect the growing and aging of burley, but she adds much money is being spent taking care of people in Kentucky who are sickened by tobacco products. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.